Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome tonight. I hope you're having a great week. It is the weekend is almost upon us, and we have a really good, interesting subject to talk about tonight. Before we get started, as usual, though, our music is by Six Wire. Welcome to Die Living.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell.
I like the way the fast lane feels.
I take corners on two wheels.
Out all night, I barely sleep.
I fall, but I land on my feet.
My heart gets broken, but it mends.
I take a bullet for my friends.
I give a damn when it's worth giving.
When I die, I'll die living. I take corners on two wheels.
Out all night, I barely sleep.
I fall, but I land on my feet.
My heart gets broken, but it mends.
I take a bullet for my friend.
I give a damn, but it's worth giving.
When I die, I'll die living. The way the fast lane feels, I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet.
My heart gets broken, but it melts.
I take a bullet for my friend.
I give a damn when it's worth giving.
When I die, I'll die living.
That was Die Living with Six Wire, Andy Childs, Steve Mandeel, and the guys. Check them out at sixwire.com when you have a chance. All right. Well, it's funny kind of how things happen in life. I was searching and trying to decide what topic I wanted to talk about tonight in our half hour together. And things just kind of land on your front front porch, so to speak, or in your lap, if you only get that way. But I was told by somebody last week that I was emotionally unavailable. And normally that would not be a big deal, but it's the third time I've been told that personally in the last few years. And so I started to think about maybe it is me and not them, ironically enough. So I thought I'd do a little discussion on that topic tonight to get a better understanding of what emotionally unavailable means. Now, some people might say, quoting Greg Barron's book and movie, he's just not that into you. That could be construed as being emotionally unavailable. But if you're actually into somebody and you are emotionally unavailable, that's what kind of confuses me. So what I want to do tonight is talk about a few signs that you might be emotionally unavailable, might not be into you, and then some ways that you can become more emotionally available to somebody who you want to be emotionally available to. Again, the first decision is, are you into them and just not mentally or emotionally there, or are you just not into them at all? That's the determination you need to make first before you get into anything else. If you're not into them, you're not into them. It's okay. It happens all the time. You know, we continually say that on this show that, you know, if you meet somebody and you start dating, one or two things are going to happen. What are they? Let's say it together. You're going to spend the rest of your life together, or you're going to split up. So, you know, at some point in time, something's going to either happen good or happen not so good. So, you know, any number of reasons to break up versus the number of reasons to stay together far outweigh each other. I mean, I think there's more reasons that you can find fault with somebody and want to find somebody else. That's just the society that we live in right now, is everything's so instant, everything's so now, everything's so public that there's no mystery about it anymore. And you find something you don't necessarily like about somebody, and that's that. I mean, you move on. More and more divorces happening, more and more singles are out there, more and more people who don't want to get married, more and more people who just are happy by themselves, no matter what age group they are. So it's interesting that that's the case, but we're going to delve into this a little bit. So here's a few signs that you might not be emotionally available or just simply not into them, okay? No certain order, no certain severity, if you will, but when you feel like you have to work to get their attention, that's a sign, okay? What do you mean by work for their attention? Well, if you have to be extra funny, if you have to feel like you always have to be on, if you are, you know, trying to get their attention because their damn face is in their phone all the time, that is what we're talking about. You have to work to get their attention. They ought to leave, if they're not putting their phone in their purse or leaving their phone in their car, putting it in their pocket, or putting it down, then you know what? Sign one, red flag, get the hell out of there. The next one is they don't make eye contact with you when you talk. Now, I have, you know, I'm kind of an extrovert, as I'm sure you know, figured out by now. I also like to scan the room. If I'm talking to you, I'm going to look at you, but I'm also, with my ADD, going to be looking around the room. That doesn't mean I'm not listening to you, okay? But be aware of those people who are scanning the room and not listening to you. And, you know, make eye contact with somebody if you're in – that's a show of respect right there, a matter of respect. Person avoids getting to know you conversations or doesn't even ask questions about your life. Even how is your day? Talk about your family. Talk about your pets. Talk about your past relationships. If they don't do that, you know what? I think that's just because they're not into you. They don't really care. That's not an emotional detachment to me. That's just they're not into you. Move on. They ask the same questions over and over again because they didn't hear what you said the first three times you told them. Again, disengaged, and they're not into what you're saying. They're just not into you. All right. And I'm not going to try to categorize these, but I'm going to try to categorize these a little bit between emotional unavailability and they're just not into you. They dodge or change the subject when you ask about themselves. You know, if you ask about me and I dodge the subject, you know what? I don't want you to know about me. I don't want you to, you know, have anything to hold over my head, perhaps. And I just don't want to get it, you know, put it out there for you because I don't care enough about you to share that stuff with you. And if you're with somebody who's doing that, they're either not into you, they're emotionally unavailable, or they're married. Simple, okay? You seem to pay for everything, all right? Women are making just as much money or enough money or close enough money-wise to the guys these days that, you know what, chip in a little bit. It's okay. You know, we're not all independently wealthy. We want to try to impress you, but it doesn't always work that way, and we run out, and we don't have money, or we have ex-wives who take our money, or whatever the case may be. But pay for something every once in a while. If somebody is mooching off of you, that's exactly what they're doing, is mooching off of you. So let, you know, hey, you mind getting half of this, or you mind splitting it, or do you mind picking it up tonight? And see where that goes. If they bitch, if they complain, if they bitch, if they pitch a fit, they're not into you. Again, not emotional about that. They get overly defensive and don't take responsibility for their roles in the situation or the argument. Slough it off, okay? I'm going to give that one the emotional instability part, because if you're having a discussion or an argument or a disagreement with somebody and they're getting defensive, and I'm, you know, hey, I'm guilty of getting defensive a lot too. I mean, I don't have to ever do anything wrong. I mean, come on, really? Right. But if you don't take responsibility for your actions and they're not taking responsibility for their actions, then there's a disconnect there. You need to get that fixed. If you're ever left wondering, do they like me? Then you have an emotional unavailability issue. If someone likes you, they will find a way to let you know. They will tell you. All right. If you have to guess, do they like me or not like me? Do they love me or not love me? Or even worse, do they hate me? Do they not want to be around me anymore? Then you either need to call them out on it or just walk away, because they don't. If you've gone for a little while, say a few weeks of dating or longer, and you haven't met their friends or their family, I'm going to go back to the three options here. If you haven't met friends or family, then they're emotionally unavailable, they're not that into you, and or they're married. Okay? There's something they're hiding. And usually married women tend to hide things like, I don't know, friends and family, because they don't want to obviously getting back to those people or their spouses that they're with somebody else. So if you haven't met their friends or family after a few weeks, find out what's going on and cut it loose. Cut it loose before it gets to the 90-day period, okay? The 3-month, 90-day period is kind of, you have that period of time to get to know each other, figure out if you want to go further, have the define the relationship talk after that 90-day mark. But anything in the middle of there, you know, in that first 3 months, if you're not sure about it, then you have the right to walk away, and that's just the way it is. They seem secretive about telling others when you're together or that you're together. So they don't want people to know that you're together, that you're a couple. Why not? Are they ashamed of you? Are they married? Are they with somebody else? Now, caveat to this, in my opinion, Facebook does not count. Not everything has to be put on Facebook that you're in a relationship. Kiss of death. Don't do it. Doesn't matter. Okay? If you want to put pictures up there, that's fine. You want people to know, that's fine. But to me, if I'm not putting you up there, it doesn't mean I'm not with you. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means I don't really want the entire world to know about it. Who cares if they know? They know, the people that are close to us know, and that's what's important. Because most people on Facebook don't know all of their friends. And that's how drama gets started, is because somebody sees somebody in a relationship with somebody else who used to be in a relationship with somebody else, and oh, the circle of life and the Bermuda Triangle all meet together, and it's just not pretty. You get a sense that you're being used for money or for sex or for business ideas or connections or other things that you might be good at, that somebody might be using you to get to those things. Or even worse, maybe they're trying to date your brother or their sister. Or your sister, and they're going through you to get to them, like we used to do in high school. If you get the sense you're being used, cut it. Let it go. You have a hard time understanding or knowing what their motives are. Motives, interesting word. What why are they dating you? What is their motive? Do they have a plan? Is it something that they are looking for long term? Is it something they just, again, like the prior one, is it something they're using you for? What is their motive? Do they just want to sleep with you? Okay, that's between the two of you, whether you want to do that or not. I'm not here to judge. But find out what their motives are, and if you have a hard time understanding what those motives are, it might be time to cut them. They only want to communicate with text message, Facebook, emails, or chat. My God, people, what happened to face-to-face? Face-to-face is the best way to communicate, or at least talking on the phone. If you only want to talk by electronic and by typing something in a keyboard, somebody's got a communication issue and they're hiding something, or they simply have zero social skills, none. You don't want somebody with no social skills, right? So you got to be able to carry on a conversation. You will see much better. If they are trying to only communicate with you in those realm of communications, those types, text messages, Facebook, email, then you need to let them go. All right, a few more to go here. You're feeling confused, you feel lonely, you feel insecure after you spend time with them. Or the one I'm going to add on to that, that if you are with them, they feel alone, even if you're in their presence, okay? But if you're confused or lonely or insecure after you spend time with them or while you're with them, that's a sign that they may be emotionally unavailable. My guess is that one. They're not. If they're not into you, then they're probably not going to spend as much time with you, but at least give you their attention. If they're emotionally unavailable, then they may not have the ability to do that as well, and therefore you'll be feeling bad after you spend time with them. They're always talking about their exes, no matter how much they mention their past, even if it's in the present, they talk about their exes. My ex did this, my ex did that. Hey, you know what? I'm just as guilty about talking about my ex because she put me through the ringer, and it's part of what I am right now as far as baggage and things of that nature, but I don't talk about her all the time. It's been 6 years. Let it go, all right? So don't be comparing people. If people are comparing you to their ex, then that's a problem. You need to get rid of it. I never, ever compare anybody to my ex, my ex-wife, I should say, because nobody is that bad, okay? Everybody's better than my ex-wife. How about that? And that's the last time I'm going to talk about my ex for a while. So, all right, they're noncommittal. Plans are hard to pin down. You have to ask them about, you know, what do we want to do? You know, when do you want to get together next? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's like they have to wait for something else to be confirmed or someone else to be confirmed before they can make that commitment to you. So you're not a top priority. So, you know, why are you with them if they're not making you a top priority? Are they married? Do they have multiple businesses? Do they have multiple families? Are they just too busy to date you? Whatever it is, okay, find out what it is and don't let it affect your life. Cut them loose. Find somebody who's willing to give you the time, flirt with you, or find ways to be close to you. Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're dating somebody, why would they not want to be with you? Now, do other things, other priorities, work, things like that take precedent? Yeah. Yeah. If it's not something you can do together, you know, I mean, I'm in the midst of doing a book. I do the show. I'm filming a TV show right now. And I have regular jobs that I do. And yeah, so time is of the pressing right now in order to spend time with somebody. But if that's the case, you probably shouldn't be dating until things slow down anyway. But to be honest, if you are into somebody, you'll find something to sacrifice. Now, am I going to sacrifice my TV show taping? No. Am I going to sacrifice my radio show that you're listening to right now? No. Am I going to sacrifice, you know, something that might only be a day or two worth of time? Yeah, you know, probably. We make that decision. It doesn't mean we don't like the person. It just means we have other things going on, and we need to make our priorities straighten. I'm not going to do anything that's a, a lower priority than be with somebody who I want to be with, okay? That's just not going to happen. And so it's a matter of priorities. If you don't have time to date, do yourself and the other person a favor and don't date. You know, hey, maybe be friends for a little bit, talk on the phone longer, whatever, until your lives slow down a little bit. Because you got a lot of stuff going on at one time, it's going to be hard to drop anything. Now, a lot of my stuff is only a week or two long. You know, the TV show taping is going to be, you know, just a couple of weekends. Okay, and then it's done for a while. So it's not a big deal. We'll find a way. All right, there seem to be a lot of empty promises. Empty promises. I'm going to do this for you, but then you don't do it. You know, this will be done by this date, but then that date passes by and it's not done. Promises, especially date promises, that you will have something, deadline-type promises, those are real difficult to keep. Doesn't mean that they're emotionally unavailable. It may mean that they're just not into you, or they're just into empty promises. All right, they might say I love you or ask you to move in or even get married on the first or second date. No, I don't think so. Too soon means they're more in love with the idea of you than with you. Okay, somebody in a hurry to get married, in a hurry to be in a relationship, in a hurry to be in love, are going to say that if the slightest speckle, of attention is paid their way. So be cognizant of that. That is emotionally unavailable. Okay, that is not into you because they will marry you. That you got to be into them a little bit to marry you, but you know, to say I love you, to say let's get married, let's move in together within a couple of dates, even a couple of months, unless you have some really intense connection, that's real tough to do. All right, your time together feels superficial, as I was talking before. You're left feeling frustrated or emotionally exhausted after being with them. I don't know what kind of game plan goes on for that situation to take place. You know, I was told that, you know, when we were together, she felt like she was alone. Now, I don't, you know, I commit to the situation. I commit to the date. I don't, and I'm spilling my guts here for because I can. But I commit to the evening. I don't look at my phone unless we're both looking at our phone. You know, I might be doing guy stuff and watching a ball game or something, but it's very brief. But it's not anything like I'm totally ignoring the person or not paying attention or something like that. So superficiality, feeling frustrated, emotionally exhausted after being with them, that is a sign of emotional unavailability. All right. The answers, the solution to all this is, you know, maybe grabbing a golf club and whacking them in the head. Put them in the friend zone. Move on. If you want really big earth-shaking, feel it in your toes, kind of love that you're looking for, a relationship that you're looking for, let go of people who send you mixed signals and make yourself available for the real thing. And by making yourself available, that means opening up your heart, getting it broken, and then opening up again and getting it broken again. Okay? It's all trial and error. Okay? Rarely, very rarely do we meet somebody for the very first time and not get our heart broken. Very rarely does that happen. Okay? We have to become better at it. We're not really good at heartbreak. We're really good at Haagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry's after the heartbreak, but that's for you ladies. Guys, we drink a lot of beer. But, you know, learn to accept the fact that, you know, it is not you. It is them. Okay? If somebody can't appreciate what you have and who you are and what you bring to the table and the magic you bring, then that's their loss. Move on. There is somebody out there for you. Now, let's talk about ways to become more emotionally available in a wrap-up here for our half hour. And here's what you need to do. Examine your feelings of not feeling worthy. A lot of the reason that we become emotionally unavailable is because we either grew up in that type of environment or we've been beat up so much by our past that we have just given up. And we have just, we're just like, okay, whatever. And, you know, that's kind of my situation. I've been kind of beat up. and it's just, I'm like, whatever, you know, I let it roll off. Now, letting it roll off does not make me emotionally unavailable. It makes me more unemotional, perhaps, but that's not true either. I have that inside, just got to find it, and you do too. Tune into your feelings and needs. Be careful that you don't place needs and wants above yours, but you need to develop a greater level of empathy and compassion for your feelings, desires, needs, and requests. Don't play second fiddle. It's still about number one. Who is number one? You are. So make it number one, but don't get cocky and arrogant about it either, okay? Act trustworthy, accountable, responsible. Don't permit yourself to have a secret life or someone else on the side or any kind of cheating going on for somebody else, okay? If you are texting somebody or calling somebody or Facebooking somebody while you're on a date with somebody else or in a relationship with somebody else, you know what? You're a scumbag, and stop doing it. It's not fair to the person you're with. If you're going to do it, tell them. See what happens. And if they're cool with it, then hey, go for it. Be sure to make time for yourself, okay? Treat you as a top priority in your life, and that will allow you and your emotional availability to come out more. Stop being volatile, losing your temper, being mean-spirited, saying hurtful things to people. Don't threaten to end the relationship if you don't get your way, or use anger in order to get your way. That's fifth grade. You know, that's throwing a tantrum when you're three. Don't do it, okay? Be adult, be grown up, be all about it, and own it, okay? Let's see, next one, last one. If you're with somebody, share your fears, share your disappointments, share your goals. Open up a little bit. And you know what? That might help them open up a little bit more too. And you become mutually available emotionally. And lastly, become a better listener. Be more of a giver than a taker. Don't be so judgmental and critical of everything around you. And that will help you yourself a little more emotionally to entertain a better relationship with yourself and then with somebody that you want to be with. Again, just to do a quick wrap up, if you sense even the slightest disturbance in the force, there's probably a reason that is. Let them go. Okay? If you're scared of being alone, get more friends. If you are in a relationship that you don't think you should be in, then get out before it's too late. If you feel that you are the emotionally unavailable one, right the ship. Go talk to somebody. Get some professional counseling if you need it. Talk to your pastor, talk to your friends, talk to your mom. If your mom's still around, call your mom. If not, then your dad. If not, then your sister or brother. Find somebody who knows you to talk it through and see if they can help you. That's a wrap for tonight, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that was helpful information. I know I've learned a lot, and I'm going to hopefully turn around this and have nobody ever say that to me again. But thanks again for joining us. Be sure to check us out on the website at itsnotmeradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We've gotten a lot more Twitter followers, so that's real exciting news. And also, all the podcasts are available on iTunes. Just search for It's Not Me, It's You under iTunes Podcasts. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Again, next Thursday night at 6:30 Central Time, we will be back. And as always, peace out.